Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Good people don't go to heaven. Surrendered people do. Sunday's prophecy. Until you embrace your weakness, you can never know my fullness. I made everything in the universe out of nothing. What more can I do with you, my chosen one? I want to walk with you, laugh and dance with you. You are my sons and daughters. My love remains unbounding. Come sit with me until my greatness becomes evident in your weakness. So put on my strength, my wisdom, my peace, my forgiveness. Embrace your weaknesses and leave them firmly at my cross so I can fill you, empower you, change you. Don't you know that I use the seemingly foolish things to confound the wise? My ways are still and will always be far above your ways. Don't try and hide from me your worst. Allow me to change and reshape you. I am the only one who can. Humble yourself and bear your soul with all your sin, and I will take their place in all power and glory. Come and sit with me. Our men's group studied Romans 4 this week. It said that Abraham in Genesis 15:6, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. It is also quoted in Romans 4:3, and in verse 22. This declaration of righteousness was God's gift, not a payment. This righteousness is available to everyone, whether circumcised or not. God declared Abraham's righteousness many years before he was circumcised, making him the spiritual father of all who believe, whether circumcised or not, whether Jew or Gentile. This is a hard piece for people to pick up because when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. So if everything is his, then what can we present to God that would be worthy enough to earn his love? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I understand that we all want to please God. We often hear the cry, "If I was only good enough." Yes, he said, that faith without works is dead. He does require obedience, but we're not graded on a curve. Jesus is the only reason we can please God and be about our Father's business. There is nothing you can do to make God love you more. There is nothing you can do that would make him love you less. Nothing. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10. It changes us into his image. The less of you means more of him. John 3:30. Do you remember putting magnets on the refrigerator to hold up your children's artwork? "Look, Daddy, mine is much better than Mary's." They were so proud, and you posted it and praised them. Was it a museum piece? Hardly. They drew outside the lines, the colors were on the wrong numbers. It was not really a pretty sight outside of the fact that they were yours and you loved them. God looks at us the same way. Your good works will never earn you a place in heaven. The artwork of your life will not earn you a place at his table. He said, "There is not one good except God." Romans 3:10. He said in his prophecy that, "Come sit with me until my greatness becomes evident in your weakness. So put on my strength, my wisdom, my peace, my forgiveness. Embrace your weaknesses and leave them firmly at my cross so that I can fill you, empower you, and change you." That is confirmed in his statement in 2 Corinthians 12:9. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Hebrews 11:34. And in verse 10, Paul says, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. for when I am weak, then I am strong. I pray you hear the final sentence of the prophecy. Humble yourself and bury your soul with all your sin, and I will take their place in all power and glory. Come and sit with me. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.